Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 21st of September, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Not bad. How about you?
I'm good. I'm here. I've updated all the things.
Excellent. We've many updates to talk to you about today.
Many. All of them.
The first one we're going to try and do real quick because if you want to know more, you can find out about them somewhere else. And that is the number of Emmys that Apple took home on Sunday night.
Okay, so I'll do the serious bit first.
Okay.
Apple TV Plus picked up 4 Primetime Emmy Awards on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
They were all for Ted Lasso, or people in Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Outstanding Comedy Series for The Show, Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series for Jason Sudeikis, Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series for Brett Goldstein, Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series for Hannah Waddingham.
Mm-hmm.
All thoroughly deserves. And I think in those actor categories, I think Brett Goldstein and Hannah Waddingham were up against their colleagues from The Show. So The Show was totally dominated it. I think it had 20 Emmy nominations of Apple
yes.
TV Plus is 35. Like, it was a joke.
Yeah.
It had huge amounts. It had also won a bunch of creative Emmy awards, Apple TV Plus. Some of them were for Ted Lasso, some of them were for other shows.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also a nice win for them. And very good going into the second year, kind of. It's all for the first series, we should note.
Yes.
But it means that Apple TV Plus, and Apple TV Plus is very keen to trumpet this. It means Apple
yes.
TV Plus is the first streaming service ever to win a top program award in just its second year of eligibility. So pretty impressive. Mm. It kind of just underlines all the things we've ever said about Ted Lasso, about what a breakthrough show it is.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it keeps going on doing that for season 2, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think all those individual performance awards were thoroughly deserved because they were all great.
I agree.
Have a search on Twitter or look on YouTube or something for Brett Goldstein's acceptance speech because it's quite funny.
It's delightful. Yes.
Would you like to know another key statistic from Emmy Night to do with Ted Lasso?
I would.
Would you like to know how many times the Ted Lasso yeah from the intro music was played during the ceremony?
I'm going to guess it was 94.
Close. It was 14.
Okay. It felt like
it was played 14.
Because it felt like I heard it a lot.
You did hear it a lot. You heard it 14 times. You heard it 3 times in the supporting actress in a comedy category.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it through another. You heard it 5 times in the supporting actor in a comedy. Because everyone was nominated.
Because it was like everybody.
You did
yeah.
not hear it in comedy writing. Yeah, you didn't hear it in comedy writing. You heard it 3 times in comedy directing, twice in lead actor in a comedy, and once in outstanding comedy. So that brings you to 14 years written by Mr. Mumford and Son, Marcus Mumford.
Yes.
You are welcome. I know this is the kind of in-depth coverage you tune into this show for.
It is indeed. And if it's not, like, what are you doing here? So if you want to dig more into that, you can do so with Charlotte and senior award correspondent Brian Chaffin over on Media Plus.
Yes. We also talk about season 2 of The Morning Show. Have you had a chance to watch it yet?
I have not. I'm still wrapping season 1.
Mm.
I haven't been great about it because I've been having to catch up. But yeah.
Mm.
I went back to sort of front load remembering because I watched most of season 1 when it first came out.
Yes.
And it had been a really long time. So I've been sort of refreshing my memory on all of that, like watching it and oh yeah I forgot about that, you know, like those little moments.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. there's a little bit of that, and I think it was the last 2 episodes I haven't seen yet, and then season 2 is out now, so I gotta catch up, so I will do that. And you can always find out more about that over at macobserver.com because we have that there for you. Another
new week by week. We're doing week by week reviews of each episode of The Morning Show season 2 as we did for season 1. So that'll
Indeed.
Be fun.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to them as soon as I'm caught up, which should be very soon. Another thing that's new from Apple is their retail store.
Well, the online retail store. Now, we did discuss this, I think, when it first happened. They changed the whole thing.
Yes.
It was you, Brian, and I, wasn't it? And we went through it in quite some detail.
We did.
And we came to the consensus that we liked it.
Yes.
And the reason I brought this up again with you, I wanted to talk about it with you again, was that to me, new iPhone Day proved exactly why they'd done the redesign.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember Brian talking about this when we did the original show, and he was like, yeah, I really like the cards. It's going to be all, everything will slot in really easily. It's so nice to be able to like shuffle through it all of mm-hmm. that kind of thing. The whole design made it very interchangeable. And that is exactly what happened. We had the usual, the Apple Store is down. Please wait, we're updating the Apple Store, you know,
mm-hmm.
hour or however long it lasts. I didn't time it, but, you know, it's a chunk of time where you can't get onto the Apple Store on new iPhone Day.
Yes.
And then suddenly, as if by magic, the new cards were there. The new iPad mini was there. The new iPhone 13 and the Pro and all that range was all there. And everything moved through seamlessly. And it all looked exactly the same as before, but the new cards had just dropped in. And I just think it must have improved the retail experience and the experience of picking up a new device and just the experience of doing it on that day. Because sometimes it could be, I mean, I've whinged to you both on air and off air, frankly, about buying stuff on the Apple online store. And
yes,
there's now a separate tab once again, which is really nice. So you can get straight to the store, which makes it easier. Because you kind of have to dive around to find out where you could actually buy the new thing.
Mm-hmm. And there was very little prep work you could do ahead of time. And this time, we got a shortcut.
Yeah. Well, you mean the tab right at the top?
Well, and the ability to create a shortcut and then like wake up at a time yes. and go, hey, order my phone, thanks, bye, and then go back to sleep.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. That was less relevant for me because it happened at 1 p.m. But yes, you're right.
Yes.
That for people in different time zones, I can see how that is very much an advantage and a very clever thing of Apple to do.
Yeah, it was very nice. So, yes. And I agree with you that having it be as easy as it was a direct result of some of the stuff that they did with the retail, with the retail redesign for the online store.
Yeah, I really think it contributed. Because if you look now, that top line of cards, if for want of a better phrase, that you can scroll across horizontally, mm-hmm. is all just the new products. It's...
Yes.
And, you know, there's no what is the latest version, what's the new thing, you know. It's just so easily and cleanly presented. And I think it probably made Apple's life easier because they didn't have to, you know... You can just kind of drop the new cards in.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas often we've seen before, I mean, you'd have been following these things a lot longer than I, but that we've seen new kind of whole websites appear and different web pages and designs and all sorts of stuff has happened when the new to announce the new iPhone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And none of it has actually served in the process of pressing the take my money button quicker.
Correct.
This makes the take my money button scarily easy to press.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it really dawned on me on that new iPhone day where I was just kind of having a look and waiting for it to appear to see, you know, once everything was open again. And it just really dawned on me what a difference that made.
Yeah. And this could be perception. I'm not convinced it's me. I'm not convinced that it's not just me remembering things poorly, but it also seems like the site wasn't down for as long ahead of time as what it would have been in previous years. Like it wasn't offline for quite the amount of time it used to be. So
I truly didn't time it or have a time, you know, times from others available, but yeah, I don't want to misremember, but you may well be right.
It just seemed like it was a little... It didn't seem like it was quite as long. I was not awake at that point, but I saw all the notifications for when it went down and when it came back up. And that was the reason that I thought that doesn't seem like as long as it normally is, because it seems like it's usually quite a bit. So it was nice to see that. And I think the redesign helped a lot with that. So I'm glad for that. And I hope that it just continues to make it easier in the future. You know, that's always a thing that I've said is You know, the companies that win at this stuff are the ones that make it the easiest to take my money. And for a company that's really good at getting money out of me, I don't know why they won't sell me Ted Lasso stuff, but that's a story for another day. I just have to point that out whenever I can. Like, everyone on the show is wearing a Richmond scarf and I really want one. And if I had to pay the Apple premium to get a Richmond scarf, I'd do it. And so far it hasn't happened. So the one I have is unofficial and I would like an official one and I'm happy to give them the money for it. Rant over. Let me get down off my soapbox and let's talk about the other new stuff we got from Apple, because we've had a whole slew of new things. First, because like it all sort of came in a wave. We've had security updates that have come out for Pegasus. And this is the one that's a pretty serious hack. And the reason it's serious is because if you are a target, there's nothing you can do. If you receive the text message or whatever, it's not a matter of you opening the message or anything like that. Like, once it happens, you're done. So make sure that if you are running Catalina, that you've got the latest security updates installed. Make sure that if you're running Big Sur, that you have run all of the latest updates to Big Sur. It's really important that you do that. It's also really important that you do this on iOS as well. So that's first and foremost, make sure that you can dig into previous episodes where we talk about the Pegasus hack over on Security Friday here at Daily Observations, and you can find out more at the site. So please make sure that you're running those updates. This one in particular is very important. Like I said, there's nothing you can do to prevent it or to stop it from happening or to make sure you don't get hacked. Like, if you, once you get that text message, it's all over. So next up, we've had another batch of updates for people, particularly if you're on your Mac. There's a new version of Safari available. So if yes, you did update and you're still seeing there's an update, that update is for Safari.
Yes, Safari 15, that came out today, Tuesday. That's available. I can't decide if I love it or hate it. I'll get back to you. It does things like make the tab bar and all, you know, your toolbar. Mm-hmm. All the same color as the web page you're on, which is kind of nifty. There's different views and there's tab groups that I think you can use across different devices. So there's good stuff there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get used to it. I think I'll probably be okay with it. I think we'll get on okay. Yeah.
I was told, because I did ask on Twitter if there was anything I could sort of do about Safari if I didn't like it. And one person said, well, the first option I found was to turn off website tinting so that the tabs don't do that. So if that drives you up a wall, you do have an option to disable it, which props to Apple. A lot of times they do stuff like that and they just go, this is how it is now. And so giving you the option to not have that happen is a nice option. So I'm glad that they included it for people who don't want to.
Keep going back to the Mac Observer and our YouTube page and stuff, because we'll do videos and tips across.
We'll have all kinds of stuff about this. You're definitely going to want to bookmark the YouTube page.
I discovered tab layout as well. That's nice. You can make them compact and separate, so that's fun.
Oh, yeah, I will definitely need compact. I have several internets open in tabs at any given point, so it's very important. It's very important for me to... I look forward to your videos on the subject, Charlotte.
We're going to play with them and send some videos and we'll chat about it more.
And talking about videos, you should definitely be following the Mac Observer YouTube channel, because we're also going to have stuff about the other thing that Apple rolled out this week, and that's iOS 15.
Yes, iOS 15 is here. And iPadOS 15 and tvOS 15 and HomePod software 15 and watchOS 8. All here. Yeah. It should be installed on your devices, all ready to go. Well, do the update, but there's no reason I can think of that to not do it. I mean, I know some people like to not do it straight away, but we've had a lot of betas. Would you? I mean, you're the tech support guru here. Would you not do that?
I would say it's okay to install. A thing that is notable about this update, as opposed to others, is that it's opt-in. I guess if you have not updated iOS 15 yet, if you're running iOS 14 and you go to the system update the software update preferences on your phone. It'll say, you know, iOS 14, you're up to date. But then at the bottom, it'll have a little bar that says
14.8. If you followed your advice from earlier in the show and done the update,
yes,
you really should have done.
Yes, if you're already on 14.8, then down at the bottom, it will say upgrade to iOS 15. So you have the option to do it. I would say, like you said, Charlotte, I would take that advice if there's nothing that's preventing you from running iOS 15. We do have a compatibility list over on the site, and it's a long list. So if you see it down there, obviously you can run it. I wouldn't have a problem recommending that we do so. If you are interested in it, we have a couple things we're going to talk about tomorrow on the show, I think, that that are definitely going to make it compelling to update, I think, because there's some stuff that comes as part of this new operating system that's going to be great. If you think all the way back to June when we got the streaming WWDC keynote and all of the stuff that was shown off as things that are coming, like focus modes and yep. Better ways to manage notifications, even if you're not using a focus mode, and what the layout is like on iPadOS, you know, for widgets, and they can be whatever size they want and they can be wherever you want them on the screen and all those sorts of things. All of that stuff is available in iOS 15. SharePlay is one of the things that I know was not quite ready for prime time, so we don't have that yet. So if that's the thing that you're waiting for, continue waiting. It's not there. It was removed pretty early on, and I think they're just refining it. So it's still a coming soon feature and not an actually released feature. But the rest of them look like, so far everything looks really nice. I did only install the iOS update on a couple of devices, or several, and I only installed it on a couple at first to make sure everything was going to go okay. It spent a really, really long time preparing the update, so
yeah, it all did take a bit of time.
Yeah,
that might have been because everyone was doing it at the same point. It might be quicker today.
That's true. It may, that hopefully that's improved. But I would recommend just plug your phone into the charger and let it hang out, or you know, set it on the charger if you have a wireless one, and just let it hang out and charge up and reboot, and it should all be fine. So that's it. We've added loads of new stuff from Apple. You can always slow down the podcast and play it back if that was too much information all at once. You can also check out macobserver.com, where we will break down all the features in the new things. We'll let you know when the new things are out. You can find out what works with the stuff that you have. And if you have questions for us, you can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. Charlotte, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks so much for having me.
Glad you're here. And I'm glad all of you joined us too. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. And let's be careful out there.